This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Britain, the United States, and Canada have accused Russia of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A joint statement from Britain, the United States, and Canada blamed group APT29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they said was almost certainly operating as part of Russian intelligence services. This is the same group that is widely suspected of hacking the Democratic Party ahead of the 2016 US election. The NCSC said the group's attacks were continuing and used a variety of tools and techniques, including spear phishing and custom malware. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities said the attacks were hindering response efforts and that risks to health organizations had increased. Britain and the United States said in May that networks of hackers were targeting national and international organizations responding to the pandemic. But such attacks have not previously been explicitly connected to the Russian state. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations, saying they are not backed by proper evidence.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. Twitter is in recovery mode after several high-profile accounts were hacked on Wednesday. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Hacking into sites like Twitter is not that difficult to do.
Unfortunately, many companies that we rely on are this vulnerable.
Rachel Tobeck is the CEO of Social Proof Security.
The vulnerabilities are numerous and the attack surface is really wide. There's just so many people who work at a company, and the more people who have that admin access or can pretty much do whatever they want on the back end of the system, the more people that I can convince to do my bidding.
And for the users of sites like Twitter?
It's really, really common to attempt to scam people out of their money. So anytime you see somebody trying to give you what we would call free money, you have to be skeptical of that.
I'm Shelley Ambler.
This is VOA News. Fewer than 4 months before the election, President Donald Trump has shaken up his top campaign staff. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's replaced campaign manager Brad Parscale with veteran GOP operative Bill Stepien. Parscale's relationship with the president's been strained since last month's rally in Oklahoma that drew a fraction of the crowd Parscale had been touting. That infuriated the president, whose poll numbers have also been sinking. The change may not actually affect much of the campaign's day-to-day operations, since presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner holds much of the power. The president tweets, Parscale will stay on as a senior advisor. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More than 1 million Americans sought unemployment benefits last week, indicating that companies are cutting more jobs as the resurgent coronavirus sighs through the Sun Belt and some of the nation's most populous states. Layoffs in Florida, Georgia, and California rose by tens of thousands, according to the Labor Department. The number of laid-off workers seeking assistance remains stuck at 1.3 million, a stunning number that, while lower than the previous week, illustrated the devastation wrought by widespread shutdowns. It was the 17th consecutive week that jobless claims surpassed 1 million. Infections are rising in 40 states, and 22 states have either paused or reversed efforts to reopen their economies. Shoppers in the United States have been changing their spending habits over the past year. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Census Bureau says retail sales increased 7.5% in June. A brutal plunge in March and April was offset by a rebound in May and June. Spending at bars and restaurants jumped 20% last month, but it's still down 26% from a year ago. Sales at clothiers more than doubled from May to June, yet are still down 23% from a year ago. A JPMorgan Chase analysis of credit card sales shows the recovery in retail sales began to stall late last month as COVID-19 cases surged. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Azerbaijan and Armenia have accused each other of shelling military positions and villages Thursday, breaking a day of ceasefire in border clashes between the long-feuding former Soviet republics. The Azeri defense minister said one of its soldiers died, while Armenia's defense ministry said a civilian was wounded in a village from an Azeri drone strike. International concern is heightened because of the threat to stability in a region that serves as a corridor for pipelines taking oil and gas from the Caspian Sea to global markets. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.